about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're doing most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. Radio expert by day.
Exactly.
Struggling 12-year-old by Thanksgiving.
He's Art Markman.
He's Bob Duke.
And I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the holidays and traditions.
Many people experience some level of stress during the holidays. But the thing about the holidays is that we relish getting together with family and friends and doing the same thing every year. I mean, those poor guys in the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys who have to play football every year just so that the rest of America can watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions playing football on Thanksgiving.
And we appreciate their sacrifice.
And we do.
Absolutely.
We do. But it's important because we become psychologically close to the people that we were at that same time of year when we re-experience those traditions again. You know, the thing is that the passage of time can make you feel like you're extremely distant from who you were. And it can be difficult sometimes to see the continuity of your life. And one of the things that memory does is to bring you close to who you were when you were in the similar situation in the past. And so by recreating these circumstances, getting the family together again, going to the same place, sitting in front of that same TV set, doing the same thing over and over and over, what that does for you is to make you mentally nearer to that person that you were, which both gives you a feeling of continuity with that person.
And? And so not so happy.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me like I'm a little kid. I mean, all of us develop ways of interacting with other individuals, right? We have ways that we're able to communicate, ways that we're able to indicate what we like and what we don't like. And those things develop into a way of interacting, right? Well, now time passes and we are learning to interact with other people who are in our lives while these individuals who are our family or our old friends or whatever are now not in our presence for an extended period of time. And some of the things that we learn when we're away from those people, some of the ways we learn to interact with other people are very productive and make us happy and make us feel good. And then we go back at Thanksgiving or whatever holiday happens to be, and now we're back with those same parents or brothers and sisters or loved ones in whatever capacity. And that same way of interacting that we didn't particularly like very much is now all queued up again. Because as Art says, all the things in the environment are queuing those same ways of interacting. And I think the stress that comes from that is that each of us, when we interact with people, develop a set of expectations about what the interaction is going to be like. And then we go away and we spend most of our lives, unfortunately, in some ways, away from family and interacting with other people. And now we're thrust back together again in very close proximity where we're making meals together, we're preparing food together, we're decorating together, whatever it is that we're doing. And I don't want to be that person anymore, right? Mm. I'm a different person now that I'm quite happy with.
Right.
Except now I'm being sucked back into all those behaviors that I thought I'd gotten away from. And now I'm reminded of all of that, you know? And of course, that's going to be
you're radio expert by day.
Exactly.
Struggling 12-year-old by Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Yeah.
So say, you know, you go away to college and your parents get divorced and you come back and the house is gone.
Yeah.
One parent is in a apartment, the other's in another house,
in
whatever.
Exactly. How does that make you feel?
In Cozumel with their 24-year-old wife. It's fine.
No, I'm dealing just fine with that. Thank
when
you.
Those kind of traditions and those spaces of familiarity, as frustrating as they may be, are upset, what does that do to our psyche and our sense of safety?
Yeah, they're really unmooring. Because, again, one of the things that you want to have that sense of continuity is to be able to be brought back to those times. So yes, it can be a pain if you are a responsible adult to be dragged back into feeling like an adolescent again for a while. But there is a beauty to that, a certain continuity to your life. If suddenly that disappears because there's a breakup in the family or somebody sells the home you always went to or someone passes away, right? It leaves a gap. There are memories that are hard to get back to now.
Right.
And suddenly, that person that you've been throughout your whole life is hard to get back to. the traditions play this wonderful role of giving you resonance that allows the present to hearken back to all these wonderful things that happened to you
right.
in the past.
Because with all with whatever stressors may come about with that, there are many moments that are lovely as well, right? And the familiarity that those repeated experiences provide is a comfort, right?
Don't give up traditions just for the sake of giving up traditions. I mean, I think there's a tendency sometimes to say, oh, let's leave that behind. Let's do something new. And, you know, there's a time and a place to do something new. But, you know, don't lose touch with the things that you've done in the past, because memory wants to retrieve information that was also true when you were in that situation sometime in the past. And so one way to really be in touch with who you were in the past is to recreate those situations. And the more that you do that, that makes every situation feel new, actually the older it makes you feel, because it makes you feel like you've got no past. You've reached this weird state in life, and you can't even reach back to who you were. And I think one of the beauties of the holidays is it actually can bring back your youth to you, because it actually makes you feel closer to who you were when you were a kid.
Next week, we'll talk about delusions with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys and find more information on any of the topics we've discussed, go to KUT.org. We're also on iTunes, iTunes U, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. Support for Two Guys on Your Head comes in part from the Center for Music Therapy, providing brain training for movement disorders.